Now, I've got, if you've ever had a child diagnosed with autism, the disorder becomes well and truly front and center in your life. It can be challenging, but also very rewarding, and to help your child through the condition, especially early on when it's most important. Now, high-profile couple Matt Rogers and Chloe Maxwell used the importance of early intervention of autism as a basis for fundraising through the charity they founded in 2009, ASD for Kids. With a mix of fitness and well-being, the charity aims to raise the profile of children with autism and is a current campaign on right now. We've got Matt's brother, Don, in the studio, and we've got Matt Rogers on the line. Hello to you both.
G'day, Mick. Thanks for having us in.
Hey, Mick.
G'day. Thanks so much for joining us today on 2SER. It's a bit weird having one person, one brother on the line and one person in the studio, but you know.
Well, let me tell you, the last time I did an interview with my brother, I think, was in 1993 when we both signed for the Sharks. So it's been a while.
Has it been that long?
Probably.
Well, it's good to have you both all together, even if it's over the phone. I want to start with you, Matt, first. It's been about 10 years now since you publicly announced that your son was suffering from autism. Of course, Max now would be, 13, 14 years old?
Yeah, he's 13 this year. He becomes a teenager. He started high school this year. And through a lot of hard work in those early days, through that early intervention that he received, he was capable and able to handle mainstream school. It's this big thing at the moment that, mainstream school is so important for kids. Well, it is if they can handle it. If Max couldn't handle it, it wouldn't be a place for him. It'd be terrifying for him. But because of the early intervention treatment that he received, he was able to manage and he got through, his primary school, and he's now in high school. So we're really proud of him.
So obviously you've seen how important early intervention is, hence why the charity for ASD Kids was formed. It's been 10 years to the charity as well, but you've obviously gone great guns and you've made some real movements and changes. And what sort of things have happened in those 10 years of the charity?
Well, in the 10 years, I mean, we started out just, with a small sort of, we just wanted to help people, we jumped a 2-year wait list, for one reason, and it was because we could pay for the treatment that Max needed. It was $48,000 a year. I mean, that stretched us to the absolute limit. And we, I was a professional footballer at the time. My wife was working in the media. We had good income. So it was just so far out of reach for everybody. But after 3 months, Max was talking. He was engaging with his sister and his siblings, and we got our son back. And we were almost in tears at the thought of all those people that were on that list before us. And we thought, we've got to do something about it. So we started raising money. We've raised well over $2 million now in the last 10 years. Been able to help many kids, many families. And it's just been a real blessing, to be able to give back, and use our profile. We recently partnered up with Joe Ingles and Renee Ingles. Joe plays in the NBA. He's in the finals at the moment. They've now sit on our board. And it's really lifted the profile. We just had a big activation over in the US at the NBA's Autism Awareness Round. And we've got a Kokoda adventure going on in March next year with a good mate of mine, John Stevens. So there's lots of exciting things, and I'm about to launch as soon as I get off this phone, a big cycle event that we'll hold in August. A lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah, and you do have some really great sort of fitness events to coincide with trying to raise awareness and money for the charity. I saw some videos you did last year of this sort of ultra triathlon thing, which you had Ben Hannant involved in, I've forgotten the other people.
Chloe
Maxwell, my wife. Yeah, Chloe and
Ashley Bradnam.
Ashley, that's right.
That was born out of, a desire to put our charity, to create a national footprint for our charity. Because when you look at, other things in the world, such as breast cancer, if I said to you, give me a charity with breast cancer, you'd probably go the McGrath Foundation. Or, if I said skin cancer, you'd say the Cancer Council. Or, there are charities out there. Or if I mentioned depression, you would certainly come back and there are probably a few. But if I said, what's the charity you think of when you think autism? You probably couldn't think of one, but it is the fastest growing developmental disorder in the world. And it's our desire, not through, an ego thing, but to be able to help more people, is to create that national footprint so we can do more, so we can raise more funds, we can help more families, and we can create, opportunities for these children to integrate into society just like every other child does.
Yeah, it's a great it's a great charity that you're running, and it's a really great initiative to actually get people awareness, more awareness. Like you say, you know, so I think there are a lot of kids with autism out there, but yeah, you don't really think of where they can go for help or where they can, who they can talk to.
No, there's not many. There's not a lot of people putting their hand up. There's a few good organisations that I know of now because I'm involved in the space.
But sure.
Not too many that are, you know, that people know of.
So you've corralled your brother Don here into doing some things to help raise awareness, but also keep fit, because I hear he's been doing a push-up a day since around Christmas and then adding a push-up every day. And he's up to, what are you up to, Don?
Today's count, we're at 107 today, 107 push-ups, 108 tomorrow.
Far out. How's that going? How's it get? When you crack that 100 barrier, it must feel good.
Yeah, it was good to get into triple figures, and it's going to get a lot harder, but it's good. You just add one a day, and we had an initiative that we rolled out online where we just encouraged everyone that was doing that. We thought, you know, if we could all raise just $365 and say there's 1,000 people, you know, in the push-up challenge globally,
yeah,
I mean, that's $365,000 that could go to help some children, you know, through Match Charity, that's where the momentum for that started.
And you're getting fit at the same time. And if you ever go to the pub, one of these, I did one of these trivia challenges once, and they got everyone to do push-ups in between, like one of the rounds. I could do about 20, barely. And I was about 18 or something. But I used to like doing push-ups back in the day. But are you enjoying it, or is it becoming a bit of a chore?
Well, no, I am enjoying it. And, you know, I do them on site. I work in construction. A lot of the boys are like, mate, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I'm doing it for charity. Like, I'm just, you know, but it's good. There's a small group of guys, my brother, myself, Dean Treister, our cousin Jason, and we've got a small WhatsApp group that there's a little bit of banter, and we just keep each other accountable. It's great, and it's good fun, and we're getting fit, and in the process we're helping some other people, which is good. It's win-win.
Do you do them all at once?
No way. No. I did them all at once for about the first month, and then I started breaking them up into sets. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's quite manageable when you consider, you know, you break it down. But I've got to tell you, I mean, I'm obviously doing it as well, and I've never felt better. I mean, in terms of my upper body strength, and, you know, the old saying, use it or lose it. Well, I haven't lifted a weight since I finished playing football. Still keep healthy and still do a lot of training and stuff. But, it's been a fun little journey, and there are a lot of people on board. Well, I had Ricky Ponting and Rod Tucker, the international umpire, doing them in Calcutta the other day, sent me a video. I've had people in Montevideo Stadium doing them. I've had people in, you know, all over South America doing it. Like, it's been quite amazing, actually. So we will develop an app for next year, and
good idea. Yeah, I like it.
So look out for the 2020 push up challenge.
All right, I'll get into it. Eh? I'll give it a go. For ASD Kids is the name of the charity, and you've got a GoFundraise page on there. Now, I believe there's obviously different pages for different people. We're going to put a link to Don's on there because, you know.
Right. It'd be awesome. All goes to the same place.
It's all going to the same place, but you've got a bit of catching up to do, Don, I think.
I tell you, you know, I guess the exciting thing about, you know, some of the stuff we do is based around, you know, health and fitness because, you know, we want people to help themselves while they're helping others as well. And you know, I must say, to see my brother doing what he's doing right now, you know, he hasn't been, you know, physically active in this sense for, you know, probably 20 years. So the change in him has been enormous. You know, I'm really proud of him for doing that, stepping out of his comfort zone. And the whole idea of maxing out is to test people. And the reason that is because when you have a diagnosis of an autistic child, nothing's going to test you more. But when you are surrounded by the right group of people and you get the right advice and you take one step at a time, you can achieve absolutely anything you want to achieve, whether it's raising an autistic child, whether it's achieving a goal like Don's going to achieve in a few months' time over in Germany at Challenge Ross, or whether it's just, you know, getting out of bed and walking around the block. You know, you got to start somewhere. So Maxing out's all about encouraging people to get going, and, you know, it tells a little bit of a story of our journey with Max along the way.
Yeah, fantastic. And as you mentioned, Challenge Roth is in July. It's an ultra-distance marathon, 3.8K swim, 180K cycle.
Sounds exciting,
and a marathon
it?
Included, just to top it all off.
Yeah, just finish off with a nice
one. How's the training going, Don?
The training's going well, and you know, there's a whole, when you take on something of this magnitude, I first had the belief because Matt and Chloe and Ashley, and they did the series with Ben Hannant this year, and when I saw it, it dropped a penny drop for me, and I just thought, you know, I could do that. And my wife is German. Her brother happens to be getting married in Germany the same time as the event next year. So I rang Matt And I just said, mate, are you doing that Challenge Roth next year? And he said, yeah, we are. So I guess the seed was planted, and you can't take something on of this magnitude without tremendous support. I mean, through Matt's connections, I've got Dave Tabernacle at SBR Triathlon up in Queensland, who's the Australian Distance Triathlon Coach of the Year, and he's written a 6-day-a-week training program that can get pretty intense. Sometimes it's, you know, 3-4 hours on a bike.
Yeah, right.
And you know, that I've got, you know, Phil and Francis at Southside Physio down there that donate their time to just help keep my body in check. And, you know, obviously my wife at home who has changed her whole diet and things like that. So it's and then the encouragement I get from, you know, my brother and his wife Chloe, and
yeah,
and just seeing people I know do it gives me the belief that I can, and you know, we're on track so far. So
inspirational stuff. I love it. I love it. And good luck with everything. I could never. I did one marathon once and it pretty much killed me, so I'm not going to try anything like an ultra. But yeah, look, really impressive stuff. Congratulations to you for doing it, and to you, Matt and Chloe, for the charity. We'll pop some links up onto the page, and yeah, and we'll look out for your podcast there, Don.
Yeah, thanks, Mick.
Mick, I'm going to hold you to that push-up challenge, mate. I'm
all right.
Get in touch with you when we reboot.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
2020. Here we go.
Done.
Thanks a lot for joining us on 2SER.